questions about a former Navy nurse. Would you please give your full maiden name?
Lucille Pauline Matignon, Matignon.
And how old are you now?
Be 93 in February.
What branch of service did you serve in?
The Navy.
And for how long about?
You mean actual service or from the time we were
actual
registered?
Service.
Registered. From April in 17 till February 19.
And how long were you overseas in that time?
From January 18 to December 18.
What influenced you to go into the Navy?
Because my hospital had a unit.
And what was your hospital?
Stanford University.
In Palo Alto?
San Francisco in those days.
The old Stanford Hospital?
Yes.
San Francisco.
Oh, this was in 1914.
Did you get right out of nursing school and go into the Navy, or did you do something?
No, I worked.
And what
I graduated in 14. I didn't go into the Navy till 17. Do I turn this on?
Go.
What
already.
What kind of nursing did you do?
Surgical.
At Stanford University in San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
That's where you were, wasn't it? Then what kind of work did you do when you went into the service?
Surgical nurse.
Surgical nurse there too. Did you expect any experiences that you had as a civilian to prepare you for a career in the service?
No.
Did you have a problem of adjusting to the service when you went in?
No.
Would you expand on why you could adjust to the service so well?
Living in hospitals for all those years and going overseas with friends. Nurses I knew.
And you didn't you didn't have any trouble with the Navy?
No.
Adjusting whatsoever?
No.
Do you remember what your pay was?
$60 a month overseas.
And $50 a month was your base pay?
Well, we got $60 a month.
Yes, but didn't you get $10 a month for overseas pay? Did I hear you say that?
The entire thing was $60. So I don't know anything any other way.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought you said you got some overseas pay.
Well, no. We got $60. That was the whole
salary.
All right.
But they're asking a question here, and I don't think it applies too much, though, to the World War I people, because I think the answer will be in the negative, but I'll ask you this question. Were you given equal opportunities for service and education?
No.
What happened? Did you have to get...
Didn't have it.
They just didn't have it.
Didn't have it in those days.
And if you want any education, you got it outside the service,
yes.
Right? What assignments were given to the nurses as a whole? Were you a surgical nurse?
I was a surgical nurse. I was in the surgical unit. They had a medical unit and a surgical unit, and I was a surgical unit.
And were you in the operating room?
Operating room.
You were on
entirely.
What kind of housing did you have when you were in overseas, when you were overseas?
We lived in the top floor of the hospital, which had been a resort hotel. Doctors and nurses.
These were all doctors and nurses from Stanford?
Practically. There were a few outsiders.
It was a Stanford unit then?
Yes, it was a Stanford unit.
And so you all left San Francisco by train?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that must have been very exciting.
That age, we were always...
I think we'd be interested to hear about that. What happened on the train all the way to Philadelphia? Tell us about it. It must have taken you days.
Took us 7 or 8 days.
It did.
In those days, we went by the what was that railroad that went up the Feather River and went that
Union
way?
Pacific?
Yes, and went around, and we were at least 7 days getting...
Well, did you do go to Chicago? And?
Oh, yes, we went to Chicago, then on to Philadelphia, and we stayed at the Rittenhouse in Philadelphia.
The old Rittenhouse Hotel, which is still there.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
We stayed at... The Navy took good care of its nurses, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have any, like, the Army nurses.
I know. Did you by any chance go to the Naval Shipyard at the Navy base in Philadelphia? Is that where you got outfitted?
We were sent to New York.
Oh, you were.
Did you have to buy your own uniforms?
No.
They did that, huh?
No, but they were terrible. They just threw them at us. They fit you all right if they didn't all right.
Gee.
Well, sound just about like what they did to us, too.
Shoes didn't fit.
No.
Clothes were too big.
The Red Cross supplied us some of our clothes.
Well, they did.
The underwear, the heavy underwear, which we did not wear.
Oh. Still have it?
What's your uniform dress for the street, for the Navy?
The dress uniform was dark blue.
Navy blue.
Navy blue with a fedora hat.
And the Navy uniform went to your ankles.
Yes, with high-top shoes.
And did you have black high-top shoes? Laced or button?
Either one.
Really?
Really laced. They didn't pay much attention to uniforms in those days. I mean, we cocked our hats any old way. And
none of that gold braid?
Yes, we did, and then and on the sleeve we had the nurse thing.
Oh, yes.
We didn't have any stripes, but we had service stripes. As many years, 6 months, we got a stripe.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of uniform did you wear in the hospital?
Gray chambray.
Did you wear a hat, cap, nurse's cap?
Yes.
What was your most memorable experience, do you think, that you had while you were in the Navy?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'd hate to tell you. You want the funniest one?
Yes.
Anything making about? Ice cream.
All right, that's all right with me. I made ice cream, too, with the Battle of Bulge.
We found some Eagle brand milk, and we got swiped some eggs and some sugar. And I guess some dried milk, I don't know. But the thing was, we had to send to the undertaker in Glasgow to get the ice. We found an ice cream freezer.
Oh, that's ingenuity. Well, you wouldn't eat the ice. So
but I'm going to tell you, I won't tell you about the other exploits.
No, yeah, I could put them on tape if you'd care to say.
No, we associated with the enlisted men. The doctors were too old.
And that was a no-no.
Well, in those days, doctors and nurses did not affiliate very much. There was a long distance between doctors and nurses.
Well, if you remember in nursing school, if you had contact with the older doctors, believe me, you were way down there on the
floor.
You're
down on the, yes. They went ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
You opened the door for them.
They went ahead of you on the elevator.
You didn't associate. Mm-hmm. Some of the doctors we did back there, but mostly we went with the enlisted men. Maybe a few of the junior officers, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
We had a better time.
Right. What kind of patients did you have in your hospital?
All kinds. We had... They would send convoys in, but they had already received first aid. And, of course, surgical. It was surgical. It was mending what we could. If those that were too severe were shipped home. Then we had minesweepers, and we had civilians. Anybody that was sick, we took care of.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, being in the operating room, I only saw the surgical side.
Right.
Did you have much contact with the Scots people when you were up there?
Oh, yes. Scotland? Yes. Made great friends with them. after we'd been there a short time, they got used to us.
And what was the name of your hospital in Scotland?
Well, Navy Base Number 2.
And were you on the Firth of Forth, or where were you about?
No, we were in Strathpeffer.
Where was that?
That was 18 miles north of Inverness. It had been a resort. They were supposed to have mineral springs there, and we found out what those mineral springs were. They piped in the sulfur.
You mean they cheated back in those days, too, huh?
Yes. And the mud baths and that kind of.
Oh.
There were two huge hotels there, and the medical had one hotel, and we had the other.
What did you do after the service?
I got a position in Modesto,
California,
as an operating room nurse in the hospital.
Tell them about being broke when you got out.
I was broke. I took the first job that was offered me.
You weren't really particular.
But nurses were short then. It wasn't hard to get a job.
Uh-huh.
They were grabbing the nurses.
But Modesto back then was a little town, wasn't it?
Yes, that's where I met my husband.
Oh, how interesting.
Was he one of those rich farmers down there?
No, he had a cannery.
Oh.
Well, all right, he canned the farmer's food. Yes.
I'd be interested in the comment that you made in the paper about getting the group recognized. Do you think you got much recognition of being in the service when you came back?
None whatsoever.
None. Really?
We just came in. Finally, California gave us a bonus.
Huh.
But the Navy never gave us something. United States never gave us something. I think maybe I could go to the Veterans Hospital. I don't know. On an emergency, if I didn't have any money, if I was a pauper, if I couldn't pay my hospital bill.
Do you have any contact with the Nurse Corps now? Navy Nurse Corps now?
No.
No.
Oh, no. As far as I know, around the bay, I'm the only one. I think they've all gone.
I know. I can remember some of the original 20, about 4 or 5 of them being at Yountville and then coming to Oaknoll for...
No, you see...
This sort of thing.
No, I
but
didn't.
I think they're all gone now.
They're all gone. As far as I know, they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
We separated.
They were
separated. We married and lost contact with each other. But as far as I know, Miss Stanford, there are only 2 of us left of my vintage.
Where is the other Navy nurse?
She wasn't a Navy nurse. Neither of them went overseas.
The other thing which I think would be interesting is that you're from the first class of graduates from Stanford?
Oh, no. Well, yes, Stanford took over. It used to be Lane Hospital.
Oh.
It was the old Lane Hospital in Cooper Medical School. And the year I went in, Stanford took it over.
Oh, so you actually graduated.
I was a first.
Stanford's first class.
First class. I have a diploma from Stanford.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it was a 3-year program?
Yes.
Did you take a postgraduate course to specialize in surgical nursing?
No, I was trained to be a surgical nurse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One nurse every so often was picked out. And I spent 2 years straight in the operating room. Then they had to give me a little dab of this and the other before I could so I could graduate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That happened to a lot of people.
It was the most exciting, the nicest part of the whole. I'm glad I did it. I was able
very
to.
Exciting, huh?
I was quite proud of being chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seeing you here also bubbly and vivacious, I rather suppose you were bubbly and vivacious and did a lot of hard work in those days, too.
Well, I loved it. There was one doctor, I was specially his nurse, and he wouldn't have anybody else. And he went overseas, and I was his nurse overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a head surgeon overseas.
In the Naval Hospital.
Dr. Stillman, no, but of course you don't remember him, those old years back. in 1450.
While we're on this subject of rank, you said you didn't have any rank as such, probably sort of relative. You were paid probably an officer's pay. Did the doctors have rank? Do you remember?
We only called them doctor. We didn't call them captain. There was a captain and an executive officer, and after that, they were all doctors.
Mm-hmm. It was hard to tell what they had for how they did it in those days.
No, you don't know.
And in a way, a Stanford would be a reserve unit, wouldn't it?
Right.
Brought in, and maybe they'd put a baby doctor over, you know, as the head of the hospital. I don't know, really, what they did in those days.
Do you remember who was in charge of the Navy Nurse Corps at the time?
Hoag. Her name was Hoag.
Hoag, that's right.
How do you spell that?
H-O-G-G.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth, I think, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Elizabeth Hoag, I believe that's it. I believe I've heard about it.
We didn't like her.
You didn't? Wasn't she, Elizabeth Hoag, wasn't she the one that started the group, started the Nurse Corps?
Well, she was head of it, yes, because she was head superintendent of nurses at Stanford.
She was.
And then the Navy took over Stanford, and the Army took over UC.
Well, UC... Oh,
and Elizabeth Hoag was your chief nurse.
Yes.
But do you remember who was chief nurse of the whole nurse?
No, never met any other.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, from Washington. You just never met any other?
No, nurse? Never met any other.
Huh. Sort of isolated in your own little group then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I rather suppose in those days those chiefs out of Washington, D.C. didn't make a trip by boat.
No.
No. I did later meet a nurse who was head charge of a hospital in Brest. And that's where I left from to come home. But, of course, I was lucky if my brother-in-law, who was the doctor in the Navy, my sister's husband, met me in Brest. And I got a lot of privileges through him because he knew how to work it. And I got 10 days. I got 10 days in Paris to visit my relatives.
And who were your relatives?
Matignon's, my father's brother, an uncle, mm-hmm. and his two nephews, and I had an aunt there too.
Did you in the old days speak French?
Well, yes mm-hmm. and no.
Uh-huh.
Remember when you went to school and the kids called you Frenchie? That was an insult.
Oh, yeah.
It was all right to be called China or anything else.
But not that.
My mother taught French for many years, and she was the first woman to teach in the University of California.
Oh, this is a little crazy.
Taught French.
Your mother taught French in the University of California?
Mm-hmm. For a year or two, maybe two, I forgot.
That's interesting.
You know, by that time I went in training, and I was trying to write up my family history, and there's a long stretch in there that's a blank. Mm-hmm. I was living in San Francisco. I only saw them occasionally. We worked in those days, you know. We worked 12 hours with a half a day off a week if you were lucky.
Is that the same hours you worked in the Navy?
Well, we just worked while there was work.
Oh.
There were no hours.
If you had
the days we played,
uh-huh.
and the days we worked.
That sounds like the hospitals we had in the Second World mm-hmm. War. You were either busy or you weren't.
Yes. When the convoys mm-hmm. came in, you worked.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise.
And then it's things. And of course, wounded men are not sick men. We didn't have, it doesn't like the medical people who had, and then of course, we didn't see the fellows after they left the operating room. We only saw them when they came to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, when the operating room got light, sometimes we wouldn't have much. Then again, we'd work for... Before that, I didn't tell you this. Before that, from July till April, I was in Victoria in a military hospital. I had been at Stanford so long, and I had this job offered me. And I began to get itchy feet. I'd been long enough in one place. I thought it was time to branch out. And I was up there in the operating room.
Victoria.
And I almost went into the Canadian.
Oh.
Hmm. The time came in the nick of time to bring me home.
Huh.
And I came right home.
Hmm.
Why? Because Stanford was mobilizing to go overseas.
Yes. When I heard that, I came right home. Otherwise, I would have gone with the Canadians.
Tell us a little bit about your sister that was in the signal unit.
Her husband was in the Navy, but because of her French language, she had taught French, she went overseas in the signal car. And she went right up to the front, and she was given an honor there because they were right under fire. Then after the war was over, she was back in Paris, and I met her after the war was over in Paris. And at Christmas 18, we were, the doctor and my sister and I were in Paris visiting my relatives.
But her husband, the doctor, was a civilian, actually, and he answered the call.
Yes.
To go into
overseas.
The Navy. And did he meet her overseas and she went separately?
He was on a mother ship. And that was at Brest, as far as I know. What he did before that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And tell a story about you getting leave to go see him.
Well, no, because I was on my way home then.
Oh, okay.
Well, in December, they started to disband the hospital. And I was one of the first to go because I wanted to get to France. And I got to France and met my brother-in-law in Brest, and he got me 10 days leave to go to Paris to visit. And while I was in Paris, I met my sister.
Gee, you had a family reunion there.
Then I came home. Oh, I was popular once. I came home on the President Grant, it's in that thing. Uh-huh. With 10 women and I don't know how many thousand men.
Oh, hey, that's the way we traveled, wasn't it? Very few women and lots of men.
Yes, they were popular.
Boy, how. Yeah.
And the place that was during the flu epidemic, bad flu epidemic. And the places where we used to go and sit and look at the moon or the way, we went south. So we had good weather. We were 14 days coming home. Uh-huh. Was on the aft deck where all the coffins were.
Oh.
And nobody disturbed us up there.
Yeah, that would be. Did you come back to New York?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I came straight home to San Francisco. I had to come. I didn't have any money.
Oh. Came back on train, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh. In those days, there was no flying.
Right.
Well, you told a story, though, earlier about your sister going to join her husband.
Yes.
And when they heard about it, how was that, and where'd they go?
They went to Nice.
Was it on a leave?
Yes, they both had leave, managed to get leave at the same time. And when they found out that they were in, husband and wife were in Nice, my sister was sent right back to Paris.
Sounds like the same old thing they did in World War II.
Haven't changed a bit.
Didn't at the time.
Yeah.
She was just lucky to get over there with a husband over there. But they needed somebody to speak French.
Mm-hmm.
So she was one of the hello girls.
Yeah.
Did she work for the Signal Corps?
Yes.
She worked for the Signal Corps.